Ordinance 24-05, Chapter 99.
So Commissioners, on this one, as you recall, we had a public hearing several weeks ago on it. There were lots of comments on that that were received, and then also after that, staff met and discussed some of those comments in the ordinance, and then we got some feedback from some of you. So I thought what I would do is just quickly run through some of the proposed changes with you all, just to make sure you're good with those changes, and then we'll do the motion if you're good with all those. And what Mr. Whitehouse does is he has on the screen the ordinance with the area highlighted that refers to the changes. So the first one was with regard at lines 47 and 48, the word satisfied. There was concerns about whether that could be quantified or qualitatively dealt with, you know, whether each item could be satisfied or not. What does that mean to the commission versus the public versus the applicant? It was too hard to define that. So that was changed, suggested that it be changed to that the items be incorporated and addressed in the plan, and also that the applicant has to show how they're incorporated and addressed in the plan. So it still puts the burden of providing that information on an applicant, but it's stronger than what's there now, which is considered, which doesn't mean anything to anybody, but it's doesn't have the same problems with using the requirement that it be satisfied. So if everybody's good with that. The next one was just more of an editing item. Separately, there was the reference to the minimization of vegetation and soil removal. This next item just lumps that with other similar concerns, including the removal of forest and forest fragmentation. So again, that was just an editing item. We talked about it at line 68 and 70, which was an item 5 and 99.9C. And this one had to do, again, with the minimization of tree vegetation and soil removal, just deleting that in its entirety since we moved it up to another item that already sort of addresses all those sorts of things. Same thing with deleting number 6. That one talked about screening of objectionable features. We already really clearly deal with that through our recently adopted perimeter buffer ordinance. You know, that's what that's designed to do, is screen, you know, developments from the outside and vice versa. So we thought that since the perimeter buffer requirements are much more specific, there was no reason to have this specifically in 99.9C. At line 93, there was concerns with regard to the stormwater management plan, that it would almost have to have a final design at the time somebody came through preliminary site plan, the preliminary site plan stage, which is just not reasonable to require, and you know, it wouldn't have gone through all the SED reviews, et cetera. So we've proposed changing that so it shows that you have to show the anticipated stormwater management plan. You know, this is your best estimate of what you're gonna have to do for stormwater management. So you have to show it, but it's not in final design. At lines 93 and 94, this was some clarification. We had in there that there will not be increased rates of runoff or increased risk of flooding onto adjoining properties. We heard that that's not actually the standard, so we changed the wording on that to say that adjacent properties will not be adversely affected by flooding or runoff. So I think that gets the same goal, it just more accurately states what the requirement is. There was a comment about adding at line 104 active tree farming to be included with active farmland, just so that, you know, we're talking about trees or silviculture in addition to, you know, more crop-type agriculture. So that, again, just a clarification. At line 109, this was the requirement that in the introduced ordinance that an applicant had to consult with a school district. And we heard comments from the public on that, and staff talked about that as well. You know, that just leads to too much confusion about what it means to consult. You know, the school district might think that there's, you know, more of an obligation to coordinate with them, you know, versus consult. And there's also, it's unclear when that process would theoretically end the consultations. You know, it could just be never ending and problematic. So we suggested pulling out the words consulted with to note and changing that and requiring that the school district be notified. And then we also suggested at lines 125 through 126 to delete item 18, because that refers to the effect on the subdivision on area waterways. That's not because we're not concerned about area waterways. It's more because we have much more stringent requirements in the resource and resource buffer ordinance that was adapted, I think, a year or so ago. That's very much more specific and already takes that into account, so it doesn't need to be in 99.9C. And then the last one that Mr. Mears will be happy with is that there was a requirement that interconnect be provided. We suggest adding the words where appropriate after that, so it's not a mandatory thing, but it should at least be considered. So,
excellent.
All right. So if everybody's good with those proposed changes, what I can do is read the formal motion for it to be acted on. Is everybody good with
I'm good, going Mr. Chairman. I'm good.
Okay. So the motion is that the commission recommend approval of ordinance number 24-05 regarding the amendment, an amendment to section 99-9C of the Sussex County Subdivision Code for the following reasons and based upon the public record, but subject to several suggested amendments. Now, one, section 99-9C currently contains 17 items that must be considered as part of a subdivision review. As currently worded, this does not give clear guidance to the county since there's no clear requirement about what it means to consider each item. This amendment is designed to provide more clarity and place the burden upon applicants to specifically show how each of the items has been meaningfully addressed in a subdivision plan. Two, this revision has been discussed both formally and informally by commissioners for some time, and this ordinance improves, clarifies, and updates the existing requirements. Three, many of the 17 items have become redundant due to other code changes. For example, several of them have been overcome by the new perimeter buffer requirements and resource buffering requirements. Through the proposed amendments, these items will be eliminated since they are covered more specifically elsewhere in the code. Four, these revisions will require applicants to more specifically show how a subdivision plan has accommodated the items as part of the public record. This will provide greater information to not only the county in evaluating of a particular subdivision, but also the public during the application and public hearing process. Five, by increasing the importance of these items in section 99-9C of the subdivision code, it is anticipated that the subdivision designs presented to Sussex County for approval will be improved. Six, as stated in the introductory paragraphs of the proposed ordinance, this ordinance is in accordance with several of the goals, objectives, and strategies of the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following suggested amendments to the ordinance, which are the ones we just went over. A, at line 47 and 48, replace the word satisfied with, quote, incorporated and addressed in the plat, close quote, in the first instance, and, quote, incorporated and addressed, close quote, in the second instance. There were concerns stated that some of the items in section 99-9C are too general to be clearly satisfied, so a requirement showing where and how they are addressed in a plat more clearly achieves the intended purpose of this ordinance amendment. B, at line 60, insert, quote, and vegetation and soil removal, close quote, after the words, quote, forest fragmentation, close quote. This adds the need to address the minimization of vegetation and soil removal in an appropriate location with other similar criteria. In the same item at line 61, replace the term, quote, included, close quote, with, quote, shall be provided with, close quote, regarding the forest assessment, since the forest assessment is a separate document from the preliminary plat. C, at line 68 through 70, delete this item number 5 in its entirety since it is incorporated into item number 3 with the changes referenced above in item B of this motion. Renumber the rest of the items in section 99-9C accordingly. D, at line 72 through 74, delete this item number 6 in its entirety since the screening of objectionable features is already addressed through the county's recent update to the perimeter buffer requirements. Renumber the rest of the items in section 99-9C accordingly. E, at line 93, insert the word, quote, anticipated, close quote, so that it states that the anticipated methods of dealing with groundwater levels and recharge are provided. This eliminates the requirement that these measures be fully designed prior to the approval of the subdivision, which is not feasible in every instance. F, at lines 93 and 94, again regarding groundwater and stormwater, delete the words, quote, there will not be increased rates of runoff or increased rate risk of flooding onto adjoining properties, close quote, and replace it with, quote, adjacent properties will not be adversely affected by flooding or runoff, close quote. This more accurately reflects the legal requirements for handling stormwater. G, at line 104, add the phrase, quote, or tree farming, close quote, so that tree farming is clearly included in the reference to active farmland. H, at line 109, replace the phrase, quote, consulted with, close quote, with the word, quote, notified, close quote. I, at lines 125 through 126, delete this item 18 in its entirety regarding the effect of the subdivision on area waterways. Since this is already addressed through the recently enacted resource and resource buffer requirements, renumber the rest of the items in section 99-9C accordingly. And last but not least, J, at line 129, insert the phrase, quote, where appropriate, close quote, after the phrase, quote, with interconnectivity, close quote, so that interconnectivity is always considered as part of a subdivision's design and possible approval. And that's the motion.
So moved.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 24-05, chapter 99, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons, conditions, and stipulations stated in the motion.
Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions and stipulations in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions and stipulations in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. The next item is ordinance 24-06, open space.
So this one was also considered the same afternoon as 99-9C, and we also heard maybe some fewer comments on this one. Staff looked at those comments, and again, I think at the conclusion of that meeting when we referred back to it, there was the one change that everybody agreed with, which was to pull out affordable housing opportunities from some of the requirements of the open space requirements. So we've done that. That's a suggested amendment, which I'll get to. And then the other more substantive one, I guess, was to reduce. We had a minimum size for what could count as open space, and that was 21,780 square feet. There was testimony that actually smaller, like pocket parts, for example, could still be beneficial as open space. So in consultation with staff, we reduced that down to 10,000 square feet as the minimum. The rest of them are, you know, again, fairly, I guess, more just amending text. So with you're okay, what I'd like to do is just read the motion and see if you all are good with it. So this one is that the commission moved to recommend approval of ordinance number 24-06 regarding the open space requirements for residential development in Sussex County based upon the record made during the public hearing and subject to the following suggested revisions. One, the need to update the open space definitions and requirements contained in chapters 99 and 115 of the Sussex County Code was directed through the current comprehensive plan's goals, objectives, and strategies, and it was also promoted in prior county comprehensive plans. This revision is also one of county council stated and prioritized legislative updates as a result of the current plan's directives. Two, this is not a rewrite of the county's open space requirements. Instead, it is an effort to clarify and improve the current requirements. The definition of open space states that it should be land in a predominantly undeveloped or natural state. The amendment takes into account the fact that certain structural amenities, such as clubhouses and pools, are no more open or in an undeveloped or natural state than the dwellings in the development. Therefore, they should not logically be considered open space and calculated as such. Three, this revision also takes some of the guesswork out of what is to be considered open space. For example, it provides that any pond shall be considered open space, whether or not it has a demonstrated recreational value as was previously required. Four, the revision also tightens the method of calculating open space as the term is contemplated in this definition by eliminating the inclusion of medians, parking islands, and other slivers of land that are not in an undeveloped natural state or in furtherance of the stated goals of having open space in a development. Five, as stated in the public hearing, these amendments will result in an improved open space design and calculation within residential developments. The land used as open space will not just be whatever is left over, and that's in quotes, after the roadway, stormwater management, and housing units are designed. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following amendments to the introduced ordinance. A, at lines 50 and 51 and lines 180 and 181 for both chapter 99 and chapter 115, the words, quote, and undisturbed, close quote, should be inserted after the word, quote, natural, close quote, so that this phrase in the definition of open space now states that it is intended to, quote, maintain land in a predominantly undeveloped or natural and undisturbed state, close quote. B, at lines 66 and 67 and lines 196 and 197, return the language to what currently exists regarding resource buffers and perimeter buffers, since this was just recently updated through the perimeter buffer ordinance and not reflected in the introduced ordinance. Just as a side note, this was a matter of just drafting and overlapping and just getting that consistent. C, at lines 104 and 105 and at lines 237 and 238 for both chapter 99 and chapter 115 regarding the exclusion of medians, boulevards, parking islands, and similar structures, add, quote, unless these areas are planted with trees, no further than 30 feet from one another, that have a minimum height of 6 feet above ground when planted, and will obtain a minimum height of 10 feet when fully grown, close quote. D, based upon testimony during the hearing that areas of land smaller than 21,780 square feet can have an open space benefit for active or passive recreation, at line 144 and 244, decrease the minimum open space area from 21,780 square feet to 10,000 square feet. And this last one has to do with affordable housing. I will say that we had input from Community Development and Housing Department here in the county, too, on this language, too. I forgot to mention that. So E is finally to maximize the ability to construct affordable housing through the county's codified programs, developments including moderately priced housing units and affordably priced rental units under Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code should be excluded from certain open space calculations for multifamily dwellings in Chapter 115. And therefore, insert the phrase, quote, with the exception of moderately priced housing units and affordably priced rental units under Chapter 72 herein, or projects that will be truly, quote, affordable, close quote, as part of an official HUD, DSHA, USDA, or similarly recognized housing program, close quote. At the beginning of line 220, regarding the exclusion of the area around a multifamily dwelling from the open space calculations, also and for the same reason, insert, quote, parentheses, with the exception of moderately priced housing units and affordably priced rental units under Chapter 72 herein, or projects that will be truly, quote, affordable, close quote, as part of an official HUD, DSHA, USDA, or similarly recognized housing program, close parentheses, close quote, at line 240 after the phrase residential land development. And that's the motion.
So moved.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of Ordinance 2406, open space. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons, conditions, and stipulations stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons, conditions, and stipulations stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.
Thank you for that, too. I'll just point out, you know, council wanted to get this done by the end of the year. We actually have the hearing on it before county council on Tuesday, so I appreciate you all acting on that.
Go forward with our recommendation.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you for all your hard work.
I appreciate
and
your hard
staff
work,
too.
And the staff as well.
Yeah.
Too. Everybody worked really hard on this, and I think it's a good cleanup. It's really good. Good work. Our next item is conditional use number 2545, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
So this one, I would just, because there's a lot of public interest in it, I would just suggest that you defer. And I know Ms. Wingate actively participated in that, too.
I prefer that we have a full commission to vote.
Agreed. I move that we defer action on conditional use 2545, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
I second the motion to defer.
We move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2545, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2023-07, Seaside. And this is on to merely close the record. Is that right?
Correct. Mr. Chairman, if the commission recalls, the record was left open to allow additional time for the school district to respond to staff's notification. I can confirm as of today we have not received a response. So,
did we reach out to the school district? I find that curious that they would not respond.
We did. We reached out by email and we were quite specific about the application and the details and how they can comment and participate. So, and that email, I'm fairly confident that's in the record. If not, we'll make sure that email is in the record.
Yeah, I think there was actually, there was an email and a follow-up email. If I
Commissioners,
recall.
Are you comfortable that we've given the school district every opportunity to respond?
I'm comfortable.
I would defer to council for that.
I mean, I don't know what else we could do.
We've
complied with the statutory requirements, probably above and beyond, you know, to see what sort of.
And I'm comfortable.
Comment. Yeah. So what we'll do is close the public record, you know, and that then starts the 45-day clock for when we have to act. So
I'm comfortable.
That's good.
Can we do that by acclamation, or do we need a motion?
Well, I think the record's officially closed, you know, anyway, because that was the original motion, but it can't hurt to, you know, just have a motion that the record be closed.
I move that we close the record on 2023-07, Seaside.
I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to close the record on subdivision 2023-07, Seaside. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Butler?
Yes.
Okay, chair votes yes. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our agenda.